And we have here right now, as guests at the K-Top microphone, members of the Crickets. The Crickets, a quartet, and we have first on my left, Buddy Holly. How are you this evening, Buddy?
It's fine, Dale. How are you?
Well, we're fine. We hope you are, too. Would you care to introduce for our listening audience the rest of the Crickets that we have here?
Well, here's Joe Malden. He plays bass, and Jerry Allison plays drums, and the other one, Nicky Sullivan, is not here right at the moment. He's out on the stage, I think, doing something. And that's it.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about some recordings that you do have out right now?
Well, we have three records going right now, and of course, the first one was That'll Be the Day. That's
yes,
the first one we released.
That one.
And then we have a new one out by the Crickets called Oh Boy and Not Fade Away. And then there's one out. It's the same group, but it's under my name. I don't know why they did it that way, but they put one out under my name called Peggy Sue and Every Day.
How did you fellas happen to get the name Crickets? That's always intrigued me.
We had to think of some name. It hadn't been used yet, and Jerry came up with it. So, sure enough, it had already been used, but it's a good while back, so it didn't matter too much.
I guess that about winds up, and that's all the time we have for this interview with the Crickets, and we want to thank the Crickets for taking time out of tonight's busy schedule for talking with us for just a few moments on the K-Top microphone.
Well, we'd like to thank everyone that listens and everyone that requests and likes our records, and we'd like to thank you boys for playing them.
Thank you a whole lot, the Crickets.
Thank you very much, Dale.